Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir's Pansul Yenishpas Ambi Akashom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Chov Gimel. The Gemara right in the beginning of the Amud brings that how can a Cheresh Shaitiv Katon be able to write a get? They have no das. Answers the Gemara of Ushaya Godol Oymed Ogabo. There's an adult standing on top of him and therefore it's okay. The Rishonim here have in Machlekes, how do we understand how Godol Oymed Al Gabav works? Rashi here, and also Tosis in the Sugyo, they learn that the Godol teaches the Katon what to do. You have a child, he doesn't know what to do, doesn't know what to think. So comes the Godol and tells him what to do, and that works. But the Rashi Ben Chulin brings the name of his Rebbe. The Pshat is when you have a Godol Oymed Al Gabav, so then the Das of the Godol works for the Katon. As if the katon is an extension of the godol, he's a shliach, and whatever the godol wants and is thinking to do, it's being implemented by the katon. But it's really the das of the godol that works in the katon. These are the two main shittas in the Rishonim over here in the sugya. And this fits so beautifully with two ideas that are brought down in the Sefer Chassidus regarding godol oymed al gabav. Many of the Sefer Chassidus bring the idea that sometimes a person is not able to do something on his own, and he needs help from above. And that's called Godol Oymed Al Gabav. So one way that's brought down, that's how the Yitav Leiv brings in Drosh HaShemes HaGodol, and Tiferes Shloime says in the Parashat Ba'al Loischo, it's brought down a few times in the Imre Emes and other Sfarim. That many times a person is not Godol enough, he's not big enough, he's not great enough to be able to have the right Kavanah. So he needs to have a Rebbe, he needs to have someone who is greater than him, that he will teach him what to do. The Yitav Leiv speaks about the idea that when a person eats Pesach and eats Matzah, he needs to do it L'Shem Shemaim without Taiva. But many people are not able to do that. The only way they're able to connect to such a level is by having a Godol Oymed Al Gabav, having a great person standing with him, teaching him the right Kavanah, how to do it. This fits very beautifully with the way Rashi and Darius learn in the Sugya. That the Godol Oymed Al Gabav is teaching the Katan. The Katan is the one doing it, but he doesn't have Das on his own to be the one initiating it. He needs someone to teach him what to do. So the same way you have a Godol teaching the Katan, you have a Godol B'Toyro teaching a regular person how to act and what to do. But the Tiferes Shloim in Parshas Vayischar has another pshat. And he says that you should know that the Tzaddikim know that everything that they do comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that he gives them the Siyata Dishmaya to be Matzliach, but the fact that they're able to have the right Das and the right Machshava, it's all coming from above. And he brings that to the Pshat, Atoch Choynen La'adom Das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Das to be able to Bechav on Lishma. And he brings also the name of the Shlo, that's the Lashon HaPosuk, HaChev Picho V'Amaleu. You open your mouth and I'll fill it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you the work. And that's Lashon HaPosuk, Yikreini Ve'aneu Imoy Anoichi B'Tzara. I'm with him, I'm helping him, I'm doing it for him. I mean, the real tzaddikim understand that whatever they accomplish in this world is all coming from above as well. The fact that they have the koichas, they have the das, they have the understanding, they have the ability to accomplish, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Rav Tzadok HaKohen brings it also on the Pasuk that says, Gam kol ma'aseinu pa'ot olonu. Everything that we do comes from you as well. The tzaddik understands that everything that he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the oimek of Godol Oymed Al Gabav. That the Godol gives his koiches to the katan. That works very nicely with the Rashba in the name of his Rebbe. The Godol Al Gabav means the katan is the shliach of the Godol and using the das of the Godol in order to implement to bring here a get. And I just heard now a beautiful word from Rav Eli Hirschfeld, who said that may be pshat that we say atah choinen l'adom das, we say cheneinu mi'itcho chochma bina v'das. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it from you. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the idea cheneinu mi'itcho? That we should realize and understand that the chochma bina v'das, things that are our intelligence, that's also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also Godol Oymed Al Gabav. We should realize and appreciate that as well. The madriga of the tzaddik that the Tiferes Shloime is speaking about. So it comes out that these two understandings of Pichasidus and our Gemara really depends on the Machlokes Rishonim of how to understand the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.